Columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us now live from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
You were the object of a good-natured roast at a fundraiser this week for Virginia Public Access Project, and it's certainly to your tribute that three former governors participated in that roast.
You're very kind. I was really a prop in a larger lunchroom comedy. As I mentioned to a neighbor this morning on my run, I guess people like their local reporters. Well done.
Three former governors of both parties, I might add. Well, go ahead.
Yes.
The Virginia Republican Party had voted to hold a primary in 2013 for governor and other statewide offices. Now there's talk that some will try to get that changed to a convention, which could be an advantage for Ken Cuccinelli over Bill Bowling.
And that is the pun intended conventional wisdom. There are some changes taking place within the makeup, within the governing body of the state Republican Party, this convention or a primary. And shoe leather polling and actual polling suggests that he'd win in either setting. Polling says this is all unfair, changing the rules, that sort of thing. But I suspect what this is really about is kind of the future tone and the future direction of the Republican Party. Bob McDonnell, the governor, is supporting Bill Bowling. The governor favors a primary, but it looks like an important element of the grassroots isn't paying much attention. And of course, this is a discussion that's underway as well within the Democratic Party, though they have a terrible shortage of candidates. The Democrats, or some Democrats, are saying, well, let's let the Republicans cut each other up first over the nominating process, then in whatever setting they choose. We'll assemble a ticket led by, create a ticket by consensus, rubber stamp it in convention, and then go on and beat the Republicans. We'll see.
Okay. Now, Governor McDonnell said this week he is not being vetted to be on the Republican national ticket this year. Does that mean he's necessarily out of the running?
Not necessarily out of the running. And then there are always positions within a Romney administration, assuming there is a Romney administration, that raises all sorts of interesting possibilities. But, you know, given the difficulties that the governor has had with some hot-button social issues, and many of them over his long career, that might seem to be a problem for him on a Republican ticket. It's not even clear that a McDonald presence would be of any particular benefit here in Virginia, a battleground swing state. So Bob McDonnell, I suspect, is looking beyond the Republican convention.
Well, June 12th is the day for the Republicans to nominate their candidate for the U.S. Senate this year. There are four candidates in the running.
Yes, and almost 2 weeks out, George Allen is beginning this final push. Of course, he is heavily favored to be nominated for the Senate seat he lost to Jim Webb in 2006. He's appearing with party leaders around the state. But there was an interesting item on the Washington Post political blog this week in which the Allen campaign complained for the first time and fairly publicly about some of these negative attacks by Jamie Radke, the Tea Party candidate. The Allen campaign saying that this sort of stuff, only provides ammunition for the Democrats downrange. And I suspect this is interesting because, for the most part, Governor Allen has been ignoring his opponents for the Republican nomination and focusing entirely on Tim Kaine. And Kaine, by the way, has yet again won the money game in the latest fundraising period. That would be from early April to late May. Kaine piled another $1.2 million into his campaign account. He's now nearly $9 million. Allen only raised about $750,000 for the period, and he's sitting at about $6.7 million in total fundraising. The trend clearly seems to favor Kaine, but of course he's a former DNC chairman and has lots of friends with deep pockets.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about the 2013 primaries for governor and other statewide offices, primarily on the Republican side. Democrats also considering making a change. But we haven't mentioned the 2012 Democratic Convention this weekend, kind of a formality in that they don't have a candidate to choose, Tim Kaine running without opposition for his party's nomination to the Senate.
Yes, this will be kind of a do to Jim Webb, who's giving up that Senate seat that George Allen wants back. It'll also be a cattle call of sorts for possible statewide candidates in 2013, of which there are few. Anish Chopra, the former state secretary of technology in the Kaine administration, he's thinking of running for a lieutenant governor. So is Paula Miller, former delegate, pretty much drawn out of her district. Mark Herring, the state senator from Loudoun County, one of those important outer suburbs of D.C., looks like he's going to be running for attorney general. And speaking of the outer suburbs, Michelle Obama will be back in Northern Virginia on June 7th, making an appearance in Prince William County.
Again, underscoring the importance of Virginia as a battleground state.
Roger that.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He joins us Friday mornings. It's 8:40. It's...